I want to read a scripture. And in Matthew, I just want to read this single scripture. Second chapter, 11th verse. Next week, we're going to get together on Christmas Eve. If everything goes well, the snow cooperates. We'd like to come in and have music and have sing Christmas carols and just do a very relaxed service on next Sunday, Christmas Eve. We invite you to be here at 11 o'clock. And when they had come into the house, talking about wise men, and I still love that sign when it's posted saying that wise men still seek him. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. I'm going to read it all again. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Heavenly Father, for just a moment, allow us to focus upon you, God, for all the wonderful things that you do for us, that you've done for us, and will do for us. We ask now that you allow us to just focus for the truth that you have for each one as an individual. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I heard a question. I'm not trying to be Scrooge, but somebody at work threw their hands on their hips and went, "I wonder how I'll ever survive Christmas." Christmas can be a little hectic. I was getting very tired and exhausted listening to what Matt was doing in his life over the last week or two. I was like, I'm glad I'm sitting here. And I know that there are things in your life, there are responsibilities that you have. This morning, as the doors opened and people had gifts and all under their arms, what a joy. To let you know, Dee has claimed everything near the piano for her own. So that was supposed to be for somebody else, so sorry. We know in the back that there's a mountain of cards. I know that you have responsibilities when it comes to places you need to be, people you want to see during this time of year. I know at work there are responsibilities. And I know that sometimes this season seems like it just is running us very quickly. And at times it seems like we can be somewhat overwhelmed by not only what is expected of us, but the things you want to do. You want to try to fit in as much as you can. You want to try to see as many people as you can. I'm trying to work between the weather and the schedule to see my mother and things you need to do to stay in the will. This is a season of hope.
Oh. I take that off, brother.
Cut that out. And it just seems like at times we're simply overwhelmed. And I think that if you look and you'll listen, and people have great bits of advice for you. I know that I heard this week they were talking about different things you can do during Christmas to make sure that you, first of all, keep track of your commitments and knowing what to agree to and what not to agree to. And most of all, don't leave everything till the last moment. And I hate when people preach to me. But then, I think the most important thing is, as Matt said, remember the reason for this season. And to do that, you got to kind of sit your mind in a certain mode. You have to look for things. I was so privileged this past Thursday to go and to be in Springfield, and I was asked to give the invocation for a wonderful group. It's all the retired policemen, sheriff, firemen. And they have a wonderful Christmas party. And to be invited there, it just puts you in a certain mood. You know, you can get bogged down so easily, or you can look for something that's going to change the way you look at things. For me, they're simple things. What I like to have, what I like to think about is a little picture in your mind. Now, the picture that I like to think about is Christmas carolers coming to your house. So we've appointed some Christmas carolers. Come on, Christmas carolers.
Oh, I had to dress properly.
Yes. Come on, Christmas carolers. That's right. Come on, Christmas carolers. Remember your glasses. Remember your glasses, Christmas carol. Now, we're going to be here. You're going to stand right here. Now, to properly have a Christmas carol, you got to have somebody sing to. We tried to, we were thinking about hiring a young family, bringing a small baby in, and doors open. So if you were Christmas carolers, they would come to the door. So here's the door.
Baby crisis.
Now the door would open and you would be hearing, out in the distance this song. Beautiful Star Bethlehem. Hold on.
You got some.
Bill didn't bring us any goodies.
Matt, please tell your guests I have no control over the folks here at Mount Calvary Community Church.
Charlie, Jesse, and Bill, going to be giving out a little treat at the end of the service for everybody.
Okay.
What am I doing?
Love it. Just kidding. Joseph, I feel your pain.
Pastor.
Brother.
I would just like to say something I forgot when we had prayer this morning.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody here knew Pastor Clyde Duncan at Kingstown Baptist Church down on Hayfield Road. He was the original pastor that had that church started, pastored there for over 30 years, just passed away recently.
Okay.
Sunday he passed away last Sunday.
We'll remember. Thank you. I think we need to rediscover the true meaning of the season. Last Sunday, I was so moved when the choir gets up and sings, and because it's not as much that you're going to impress people with your singing. It's the bond that we form when we're practicing together and just being around God's people and working on something and putting the effort into it. If you go out Christmas caroling, bring your glasses, make sure your music is very close for you to read.
Memorize the words.
When to start.
Trust me, God will bless the effort. At 1 o'clock today, we have the privilege of going next door to Morris Glen and singing. Hopefully the choir will get to do a couple numbers, but we'll also be just singing Christmas carols. And people want to sing Christmas carols. People want to be a part of it. People want to know that in their heart of hearts that we're here to celebrate the birth of the greatest hope that has ever been. And I know there are things that you'll forget. People you want to go see and just slip by, calls that you wanted to make and just forgot to do, or the time just didn't work out. Remember, God blesses the intent of the heart. And I believe during this time of year where we celebrate the birth of the greatest hope of all, we also know that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Matt, when he shared a bit about that, about the program over National Harbor, the ice sculpture, and about how you get to that point where you see the nativity scene and you're simply so moved. I know that so many times during this year, little things that I see just move me. When you come in and you see people who are gathered together in His name, one mind, one spirit, and one accord. I know that the gifts are beautiful, and I know the cards will mean a lot. But I'm here to tell you, it's the love that you have for God that you are able to share with one another, which makes this season. When I look at Thanksgiving so many times, I think about thanking God for what He's done for me, and I try to walk in with Thanksgiving upon my lips and praise in my heart. And then when it comes around to Christmas so many times, I think not only about what God did to send His Son, but also I think about so many people that have meant so much to me during the year. I work with a fellow by the name of Roger. And on Friday afternoon, if probably none of you noticed, it started to snow a little bit. Once again, not exactly the forecast I heard. I don't know. We have wonderful technology. Technology is the most amazing thing over this last many, many years, but still it's hard to realize what the weather is going to be tomorrow. And things we planned on this Friday, we kind of changed because all of a sudden we went out the morning, looked, and he said, man, it looks like snow. It smells like snow. It feels like snow. And guess what? It started to snow. And these guys are so good. What do? They whip out their cell phones. Whip over to the weather app and go, it's snowing. And I, standing outside, go, I agree. So we kind of changed plans and off we went. Got a little salt and put it down on the sidewalks. And Roger came back. And I could see a little something different in his eye. He said, I thought I was in trouble. I said, uh-oh. You know over a building? Yes. You know the lady? Oh, yes, I know the lady lives over there. She looked at me and said, come here. Come here. Come here. He kind of sheepishly went over, and I know that he knows her, so he cannot use the line we normally use, which is, I don't speak English, call the office. She says, come here. And she handed him $20. She said, I want to thank you for what you've done for me all year.
That's nice.
Trust me, I know this lady. This was a miracle. You may feel that, and we came back, we had a little chuckle, but you could see the twinkle in Roger's eye. You could see that someone had looked beyond all the busyness of the season. Somebody looked beyond all the things that you're expected to do, all the places that you're expected to go. And if you simply allow the love of God to flow through you, it will touch someone's heart. I don't know what you have planned for Christmas. I hope you have wonderful things in store. I hope you travel. I hope you get to be with friends. I hope you get to be with family. I hope you get to do simply the things that you want to do. But in all of it, I hope that you're able to still focus upon the greatest gift that we've ever been given. The promise with that new birth. For the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's the reason for this season. Now, if you go to the door, if you hear four people start singing, oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, you better go check on them because they are lost. They're not where they're supposed to be out there. But today, all we wanted to do was just kind of set the tone, set the mood. I've heard many a sermon in my life. I've been preached to ever since I was that tall. Mom, I am coming to see you. But there's nothing that's affected me more than gifts from the heart. Those are the things that are special. Those are the things that simply matter. And I believe here at Mount Calvary, that's the reason that He has brought us to this place for this time to sing praises unto Him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm going to close in prayer. I don't want you to run off. I've got some goodies, some folks I want to run around and shake your hand and tell you Merry Christmas. Don't be in a big hurry. Don't be in a big hurry. Because you got folks around you that care for you and love you. Heavenly Father, we gather in your house. We have felt your presence. We thank you for each one being here today, God. We thank you for this wonderful time of year. And God, allow us to kind of look through all the busyness and all the responsibilities to appreciate you, God, and what you've done for us. To share this wonderful gift of the good news that was wrapped up in swaddling clothes. God, we thank you for the opportunity to serve you. And give us safe traveling mercies. Allow us to know that we've been in your house and felt your presence.